am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts.
Welcome back to Table Talk Radio. In this next segment of the program, we're going to be talking about praise songs and emotion manipulation, and maybe if we have time to do a mini crunch of a praise song. But Pastor Wolfner, you've been on this harangue lately. What's going on?
I'm absolutely so Wolf. I've given myself the new nickname. I've thrown aside all the other accolades that you toss at me so freely, Evan.
They feel like wine.
Bull rider. Yeah, and what else am I? Can't remember.
I can't remember them all either. They're just too numerous.
I'm taking on the nickname Wolf the Mystic Hunter because I am just on this massive harangue. So now I'm listening to this praise song the other day. I was listening to it live. I was at a praise service, and they were singing about what all the praise songs sing about, and name how they had seen God. And this just really makes me upset. And so I thought of a strategy now. I'm going to start talking to these people. And it's from this movie Elf. So I was asking if you've seen this, and you pulled up the audio. When this movie Elf, it's Will Ferrell, and he's an elf, and he comes down, and he's looking for his dad. And he's working in this mall as an elf. And the manager announces that Santa's going to come, and he just goes crazy. So you have it?
Yep, here we go.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
To be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah. Just keep...
Okay. So this is what I think our strategy should be. Whenever anyone in the praise song, in the praise band is up there, and they sing like this, they're going to say, I saw God. And we should say, what? You saw God? Oh, I can't believe it. My whole life I've been dreaming about seeing God face to face. And what did he look like? I can't believe it. That's so amazing. And we should just go, and they look at you and they'll be like, what's wrong with this guy? He's crazy. Well, you just told me that you saw God. And they'd say, I did? Yeah, you were singing. I saw God over and over. You had your guitar, you were bopping back and forth, and you said it like nothing was to go. I saw God. Yeah, it was great. I looked at him, and he looked at me, and our eyes met, and it was so great. What was that like? I mean, the Christian's dream is to see God, and you've seen him. It's amazing. And then what's the praise person? What do you think about that strategy? The praise person will be like this. Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
He'll
guy.
Be about like the manager in the movie Elf.
he's like, all right, whatever. He's gonna take pictures with the kids. I mean, when I sang about how I saw God, I didn't really mean that I saw him. Oh, what did you mean when you said I saw God? and now we're getting to the heart of the problem of the mystic is that it's not about something real, it's about something spiritual. So what does the praise song mean when it says, I saw God? It means that I had some sort of internal experience in my feelings about God being present. Oh, well, why don't you sing about that? Because that's not nearly as exciting. I mean, I had some sort of internal feel. Well, so what? I mean, I've already stopped worshiping your feelings like you do. We've given up the idolatry of feelings. That was last week's show, wasn't it?
Yes.
So now it doesn't trouble me. But to see God, I mean, this is quite, in the Bible, this is quite a big deal, isn't it? To see the Lord. I mean, every time someone sees the Lord, they just about get toasted. It's the amazing thing that Jesus comes hidden in flesh so that he doesn't just fry our eyeballs. I mean, you know, make our brains melt when we see him, because no one can see God and live. That's what the scripture says. And yet here we go around glibly singing about how I saw God. So I think we ought to treat that statement, try to treat it seriously like a Christian would treat it and say, that's incredible that you saw God. What was it like? I can't believe you lived. You must be sinless. And then see what the praise gurus say. What do you think?
That'd be interesting to see how it goes. This is a new Table Talk Radio project. If you take this on, we want if you get a video of it, that'd be great. Just send it to us, questions@tabletalkradio.org.
So you're there in the audience, your hands are raised up, and someone says, I saw God, and you say, wow! That's amazing! Stop the song! Tell us about that! That's great! I mean, this is a stop-the-press sort of thing to see God, you know?
Right. Did you want to do?
Santa's coming.
Okay. Do you want to do a mini crunch here then?
Yeah, let's crunch away. I'm all fired up for it.
Okay. As this song plays, go to our website tabletalkradio.org and download the under the articles tab the praise song cruncher criteria. This is a song, "Pour Out My Heart" by a band, Everybody Duck.
Everybody Duck is probably about right.
Here I am once again. I pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. You are listening. No matter what state my heart is in, you are faithful to answer with words that are true and the hope that is real. As I feel your touch,
you felt the touch of God.
Freedom to
what was that like?
Then, in the safety of this place, longing to pour out my heart, say that I love you. Pour out my heart, say.
All right.
You know, I think that if you've been touched by God, you'd have more something more interesting to sing about than your kind of flea bag maggot filled heart. Here's another experiment that I want to try. Not just with the praise band, but this is with any sort of Arminians type. I want to bring a bit. I took out the garbage today, and part of the garbage, you don't know about this, Evan, but diapers, dirty diapers. Will ferment, you know. They'll be smelly when they start, but they get smellier. So by the end of the week, you know, you open up the diaper pail, and oh boy, that's just a lovely. It just wakes you right up, you know. And I want to go to these guys.
I'm really missing out here. Oh man, now I'm in a hurry.
You could smell it through the radio. You have to put a bow on one of these ripe, dirty diapers and give it to them, and be like, hey, look at this. You know, it's actually a gift for you. You know, all these guys that think giving God their heart is such a great deal. You know. Say, hey, take this diaper, you know? This is exactly what you're doing when you're giving God your heart. I mean, haven't you ever read what the Bible says about your heart? It's wicked above all things. It's full of, you know, filthy uncleanness. Well, here's a diaper, you know? Why don't you frame it, you know? Put it on your dining room table. It's disgusting. Oh, this arrogance to think that our heart is so fantastically great. I mean, oh, what a mess.
All right, Jesus, yes, no, and if yes, a name or concept.
I don't know. Is it in there? I didn't see. I was
nope. Zero Jesus.
All right, that's not a good start.
Okay, and the next question: clarity is the song clear? Does it use sentences with subject, verb, object, or sentence fragments? 10, very clear. 1, obscure.
What do you think here? Pour out my heart to say I need you. Pour out my heart to say that. That's not a sentence. This is not. You are faithful to answer with words that are true and a hope that's real. I feel your touch. That's amazing. Do you bring a freedom that's all to all that's within? What the heck? This is unclear. I hope it's unclear because I don't want it to mean what it says it says here. So I would put this high on the unclear, whatever that is, 3 or 7 or 2 or 8, something, whatever it is.
Let's see. 2 would be obscure, and then mysticism. 10 objective, 1 subjective.
As soon as you feel the touch of the Lord, you're just totally into the mystic business.
Okay.
You're sold out mystic.
What about law and or gospel? Is there any of that in there?
No. No? Do you see it? You bring a freedom. I mean, words like this, with words that are true and a hope that is real, which is more than we can say for this song. But so you use words like freedom. That's a gospel kind of word. But now it's me pouring out my heart to say that I need you, to say that I love you, to say that I'm thankful, to say that you're wonderful. This is just flat out What are we doing, law and gospel? No law, gospel.
Yeah, I mean, this whole language of pouring out your heart is just centered on the mysticism, right? So, I mean, this is language that's going to try and provoke that kind of emotional response.
Last question. I'm gushing. That's what it means to pour out your heart. I'm gushing. Look, some of people like you have kind of a gushing personality. Not me, Evan.
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot. Number five.
You're so sentimental and sappy.
Is there any explicit false teaching?
Well, if it's is it true or false that he's been touched by God, that he's felt the Lord's touch?
That is false.
Well, then it's false doctrine.
Okay.
But remember, I mean, there's no teaching here. That mysticism is anti-teaching. Mysticism is anti-doctrine. Mysticism is anti-Jesus, by the way, also. Mysticism is bad. If anyone was wondering about that, let's just make sure we're clear on the fact that mysticism is bad. It's spiritually dangerous. Now, here, I have to stand here. Well, I'll put you in this, too. We have to stand here and act like jerks because everyone's like, oh, this is just so nice, and the kids like to sing and whatever. No, this is spiritually dangerous. It's poison.
Yes, it is. A little bit of Gnosticism in there, too, if you can, you know, talk about feeling God without, you know, there being any physical aspect there. So they're just talking about spiritual realms.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is a super crunch or a mini crunch on Table Talk Radio. After we get back from this break, we're going to be playing Ten Commandments in the News with Pastor Warren Graff. Don't go away.
Does your tree on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tongue soon? Can you hear it left and right?
This is Dr. Carl Fikencher, professor at Concordia Theological Seminary. Table Talk Radio is the best radio program ever. Okay, I said it. Now will you let me go?